Books on Tape presents World Without End by Ken Follett. Read by John Lee. Part 1. 1st November, 1327. Chapter 1. Gwenda was 8 years old, but she was not afraid of the dark. When she opened her eyes, she could see nothing. But that was not what scared her. She knew where she was. She was at Kingsbridge Priory, in the long stone building they called the hospital, lying on the floor in a bed of straw. Her mother lay next to her, and Gwenda could tell, by the warm, milky smell, that Ma was feeding the new baby, who did not yet have a name. Beside Ma was Pa, and next to him, Gwenda's older brother, Philemon, who was 12. The hospital was crowded, and though she could not see the other families lying along the floor, squashed together like sheep in a pen, she could smell the rank odor of their warm bodies. When dawn broke, it would be All Hallows, a Sunday this year, and therefore a specially holy day. By the same token, the night before was All Hallows Eve, a dangerous time when evil spirits roamed freely. Hundreds of people had come to Kingsbridge from the surrounding villages, as Gwenda's family had, to spend Halloween in the sanctified precincts of the priory, and to attend the All Hallows service at daybreak. Gwenda was wary of evil spirits, like every sensible person, but she was more scared of what she had to do during the service. She stared into the gloom, trying not to think about what frightened her. She knew that the wall opposite her had an arched window. There was no glass, only the most important buildings had glass windows.